Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's welcome aboard right now, friend of the show, Kim Jones, NFL Network. She does a fantastic job. She was at Alabama Pro Day. Kim, did you get any Alabama gear like Belichick did? Were they handing out any kind of free stuff at the end?
And Georgia yesterday, and I came home empty-handed, so go figure.
Oh, God. I mean, are you at a million miles yet in your flights? You fly, you're everywhere, Kim. I mean, what's the deal?
Well, it's...
You're close. You got to be close.
Oh, I'm past that, just, you know, over the time. I mean, it's been a lot of flying. Yeah, I could do without flying.
I don't miss it. I used to fly all the time. I don't miss it at all.
Yeah, I'd be okay with that. But I do like the pro days, and I love the combine. So there's a lot of stuff this time of year that I do enjoy. And really, guys, it gives me such a head start that draft week for me
is
then not some cram course like it used to be. So, you know, it kind of all works out at the end. But I will say the 4.5-hour drive from Tuscaloosa to Athens, Georgia,
not fun,
was something I'd never experienced. And that may be a one-timer. We'll see.
that's miles on the road. So, Kim, let me ask you, with the Giants, are they all in on Haskins or what? What's the deal?
I don't think they're all in on Haskins. Dave Gettleman's been pretty clear lately that they have to find a young quarterback. Now, that's not the best spot to be in, guys, you know, where you have to find the young quarterback, no matter what that draft may offer in terms of young quarterbacks. But it does not surprise me that, the usual folks were at the pro day at Ohio State. I wasn't there, but I read who was there. That's who you would expect to be there. You know, a director of college scouting, Chris Mara, coaches like Mike Shula and Pat Shermer. So you would expect that, to see a quarterback. James Betcher was at Alabama looking at he's the defensive coordinator, of course, looking at some defensive players that certainly could help the Giants from day one. Yeah. So none of that surprises me. Again, you don't want to have to find a young quarterback. If they feel like they have to now, it's because they didn't in the past, and we all know what happened there.
Yeah, and obviously this team is going to look a lot different on the field in as far as the Giants go in 2019 with Odell being a member of the Cleveland Browns. And you know, I mean, that Browns team offensively, if it works, is going to be utterly ridiculous. For the Giants, though, I mean, it's hard to hear the spin from Gettleman after what he said publicly. And listen, he can tell everyone what he wants them to hear at the time. Kim, but it's hard for me to look at a Giant team and think that they're going to be better with Beckham as a member of the Browns.
Yeah, and there are a lot of people, if you listen locally on Sports Talk Radio, who feel the same way. You know, we'll see how that goes. I mean, you are taking away a top five receiver in the league, and he's proven that over his first several years in this league, that's how he ranks. Whether people like it or not, that is how his numbers rank. Eli Manning's passer rating with Odell versus without him is starkly better. So you can argue all you want that he somehow brings Eli down. Eli's numbers are better when Odell's on the field. I understand they scored 40 points against the Redskins team most that you could speak to that day. It was Mark Sanchez followed, I believe, by Josh Johnson, who I'm not sure had taken even a practice snap at that point. And a Redskins defense that was probably thinking, what the heck's going on here? And the Giants scored 40, and I understand that's a great total for the Giants to score because they don't do that very often anymore. But the next week they scored none at home against the Titans. You know, that's an average of 20. Between the two games.
Sure.
And that's probably much more illustrative of who they are without Beckham. Now this season they may find a way. They certainly will have time to prepare without him and all of that stuff, and they will have a different feel to the offense. And listen, there are people who think Golden Tate, you know, is a Hall of Famer coming here. If you listen to sort of just the climate around town, and you listen to sports talk radio like I do and other things. So it may all work out, and they may end up winning while they build. That doesn't often happen in the NFL, though.
You're listening to Taz and the Moose with our special guest right now, Kim Jones, NFL Network reporter. Kim, so as far as the Cardinals with that number one pick in the draft here coming up, I mean, does it feel like Murray's just like a done deal going to the Cards or what? What do you think?
I mean, I said that from the combine, Taz, not a done deal in my mind. I mean, right. That what I think doesn't matter really in that case because why would it? But the consensus of NFL people, and I checked in with NFL people again yesterday at the past two, you know, being at Pro Days for 2 days in a row.
Right.
Everyone thinks they're taking Kyler Murray. You know, that's the Kingsbury fit.
Yeah.
Josh Rosen would not be. And that is the consensus that in a draft where I'm going to get into this, I think, a little more, maybe not today on Twitter, and it's not going to be controversial, but Quinnen Williams is the player that the consensus is beginning to form is the best player in this draft.
Wow.
And I find that interesting. And that's something that you're now hearing on a regular basis from different people, scouts, coaches, GMs, that kind of thing. So that, I think, is something that people are going to mostly agree on, even in a draft with great defensive players. But more than that, people believe Arizona is taking Kyler Murray one overall.
So Williams right now, Bosa, he surpassed Bosa. What's been the concern with Bosa coming out
no
of Ohio?
No concerns. I really think, Moose, and I mean this, I think this is just a positive about Quinnen.
Gotcha.
Quinnen Williams is absolutely remarkable. At his weight to run what became an official 4.8 340 in Indianapolis, the way he moves, the way he's handled interviews. You know, with us on the field, I was with Daniel Jeremiah at Alabama 2 days ago. He spoke beautifully of he lost his mother. Her second bout of breast cancer, I believe it was her second, was one she couldn't beat. Quinnen was 12. His dad, siblings, and grandmother, you know, they all rallied together, but Quinnen took it the hardest. And he spoke beautifully the other day of, you know, he believes she's still watching. He believes he makes decisions. What would mom think of this? What would mom want me to do?
That's awesome.
I'm not saying he's an angel, but he, you know,
that's
he's a kid
though.
With that in
yeah.
his background. Again, that alone doesn't make him a great draft pick. Not saying that either.
Right.
But when you look at the entire package, because he has the football, he is a remarkable player, and I think he's going to be seen as someone who can instantly change a defense. In this
yeah,
league.
He's a tremendous player. With that size and speed and that
yeah,
intensity, Kim,
yes.
there's no doubt. Speaking of size and speed and intensity, Nick Bosa, right? So we just talked a
yep.
second ago, you and Moose did, about Nick. So,
yep.
you know, him not participating in his pro day, Kim, I mean, what's your impressions on that move?
Yeah, you know what? Quinnen didn't participate. He did everything he did at the combine, and then he sat on that. You know, I think that's okay. You know, Sidney Jones tore his Achilles, what, at a pro day, right?
Yeah.
And that set him back dramatically. The corner from Washington, I think, right?
Yep.
So I'm not, these, you know, we're obsessed at the combine. Are you going to do everything? That's what I spend my mornings figuring out with the big guys at the combine now. Not figuring out, but I just walk up and ask them, you're going to do everything today? You're going to do everything today? You're going to do everything today? And a lot of them say yes, and almost all of the big guys this year said yes. And then at their pro day, if they want to take it easy and do interviews, I think they've probably earned that.
You know, Kim, with Rosen, if what is the word on the street? I mean, obviously it doesn't fit Kingsbury's offense, but you know, talking to some people, I mean, the concerns people had about Rosen out at UCLA,
yeah.
Coming out of UCLA, were kind of hammered home year one in Arizona.
That's
the vibe I've gotten about him. What have you heard about the market for Rosen? Should they go Murray one overall?
Well, like others, I've heard they are shopping Rosen, and I'm not sure they're having a lot of success. He, you know, coming out of UCLA, the knock on him, and I vividly remember talking to people about, you know, the five quarterbacks. Obviously, we all know who they are. Rosen,
yeah.
Darnold,
Baker yeah.
Lamar, and Josh Allen, of course. And the knock on Rosen was, does he really fit? You know, how does he treat his teammates? Not in terms of treating them poorly, but does he think he's a cut above, or does he kind of fit in a locker room? And you're still hearing that stuff, Moose. I mean, that's the concern. That concern has not gone away. You know, how does he fit in an NFL locker room, and the quarterback has to fit. Now, we see, you know, just take Baker and Sam Darnold. They go out, they go about their business differently, right? Not incredibly vastly differently, but differently.
Sure.
Baker and Eli Manning go about their business very differently from what we see of them on the field. And both can win in this league. So that's okay. But I do think when there's a locker room question of, does this guy try to get to know teammates and try to kind of assimilate into a locker room, that's a pretty big question for a quarterback.
Certainly is. Hey, Kim, we appreciate the time this morning. Safe travels. What's next step for you? What's next stop, pro day?
Phoenix for owners meetings, and then Gainesville.
There you go. Nice. Safe travels.
My life's been empty, and now it won't be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.